This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of the great benefits of suffering. Many times people wonder, why did God allow me to suffer the way I am suffering? Or why did God allow some member of my family to suffer? Sometimes we find that people even come to the point of not believing in God any longer because of some kind of suffering that has come into their lives. But I want to point out, as we have been doing in the past few days, and we want to continue it this morning, that suffering can actually be of benefit. For instance, suffering helps the sufferer to realize that some mountain heights can be reached only by going through the valley, which is in front of the mountain. The Apostle Paul taught that some spiritual heights are reached by way of the valley of affliction and tears. Read, if you will, take your own Bible and read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. And in the Old Testament, in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 10 to 12, after King Manasseh went down into a valley, he repented of his wickedness and humbled himself before God. Moses plainly taught the children of Israel that their afflictions would cause them to return to the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 40. Affliction causes many to intensely desire to know the Word of God. When one comes into trouble, that trouble can even help him to learn what the will of God is. You will remember that the psalmist said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Psalms 119, verse 71. May every sufferer allow his suffering to tender his heart and to cause him to walk closer to God. Earthly fathers chasten their children because they love them, and God also chastens those whom he loves. On this matter, the writer of the Hebrew letter in the New Testament said, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it be rather healed." Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 13. When the Lord sees that a person needs a thorn in the flesh, that is, some form of suffering, he gives it to him. When he sees that the thorn is needed as an abiding condition, that is, a continuing source of suffering, then he allows that thorn to continue. Read in your own Bible concerning 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. God did not remove Paul's thorn in the flesh, even though Paul earnestly besought him to do so. God knew better than Paul knew what Paul needed. Those who suffer must have confidence in God to give what is needed most, just as human fathers at times must make decisions and do things which their children cannot understand, just though God's thoughts are above man's thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. In denying Paul's request to have the thorn in the flesh removed, the Lord said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9.